We'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight. He's got a program going on that's called the NWI Superstar, and it's going to be September 27th, but it's an ongoing contribution. You can also, if you're interested, by August 30th, you can be a sponsor of this program. Robert Head, who is the executive director of the NWI Superstar, starting their fourth season. Welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Hello, welcome.
Well, we want you to tell a little bit about your background and how it led to you establishing NWI Superstar.
Great. Well, I'm a veteran. I served in the Navy from 2004 until 2012. And I moved to the Northwest Indiana area a few years back, got together with a few people, one of them, George Atkins, Robin Bender out of Portage, and Ray out of Hobart. And we came together and put this karaoke competition together, kind of willy-nilly. But it was put together because during the pandemic, a lot of venues didn't have a lot of people getting together. A lot of people weren't able to sing karaoke. As you know, before the pandemic, everybody was getting together, doing things. But right around the time of the pandemic, things just kind of came to a shutdown. And we found that it hurt a lot of veterans, too, because there wasn't any interaction. So after the pandemic started clearing up a little bit, we started to get together, wanted a way for the community to get involved, wanted music to be kind of the centerfold of it, and then wanted a way to give back to the veteran community. So that's how we got started.
Well, thank you for your service, first of all.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
So, Robert, do you choose different charities that support veterans each year? Is there a different charity, or is it the Wounded Warriors every time?
Yeah, so we worked with the VFW here in Lake Station. We worked with the Wounded Warriors program. We're looking for other veterans organizations that need the help, especially like in Gary, where there's a veteran village where veterans can go if they're homeless. But it's mostly for veterans at this point. We have another division of NWI Superstar, which is for the minis, and that focuses more towards like childcare, things like the Boys and Girls Club, things like that. But we did do a Boys and Girls Club last year since they were one of our partners and our sponsors. But we are kind of deviating from that at this point and just focusing on veteran organizations in the community for the adults and then like Boys and Girls Club for the minis.
So you're now in your fourth season. Tell us a little bit about what the actual competition is, about the Superstar competition, eligibility and things like that, who's participating and how it works.
Yeah, so people from all over Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana region audition. They audition from around May timeframe until the end of July. And then they audition for about 2-3 weeks. Then the show actually is a seven-week process. So we go from 50 contestants down to 25. And then those 25 contestants compete for 6 weeks until the grand finale, which is actually coming up September 27th. And then the top winner's chosen, second place is chosen, and then they're all divided into little teams. So even the first place team wins too. And then they get to kind of showcase themselves every summer. So if you look at the calendar around July 27th and 28th, we usually have a concert that's held in Lake Station, Riverview Park. Mm-hmm. And they get to showcase their talents on a stage with a live band. It's really pretty awesome.
And what prizes do you have for the winners?
Well, everybody gets a prize, which is really great. So if you're an audience member, you get door prizes. So you get a ticket when you come in. They give out TVs and like cell phone cases. Different vendors and different sponsors out in the community give out like free meals. So you're getting to participate that way. And then if you're an actual contestant, you're getting your first place grand prize, which is $5,000. Second place is $1,000. And then a team prize, which is $500.
And who does the judging?
Yeah, so local either artists or local instructors who do vocal coaching or teaching at local schools, they usually do the coaching and the judging. In addition to that, every audience member gets a vote while they're at the facility. So every week they vote for the person they really want to stay on board, that they really thought was like really inspirational. And so those votes also get taken into account. So it's very much community engagement, community involvement, not just like, hey, we're in front of a panel and then we get to meet these people.
Doing this like once a year, it sounds like, and you talk about the minis, but everything, is that something that you might expand to maybe like a twice a year type thing?
No, we're pretty much set with the 1 year thing. It's a big production. So until things kind of change, we definitely want to stay 1 year at a time.
What are the criteria that your judges use for your various contestants?
Yeah, so they check vocal ability, make sure that the contestant can actually sing, what kind of songs they choose, stage presence, how they interact with the audience. We originally started out with just like karaoke, but it's kind of shifted into a singing competition where they're actually performing, using sounds, going off stage, meeting the audience member, those kind of things.
Well, we're almost about in our last minute here, so I want you to have a chance to tell people how they can find it online, show dates again, cost, if there is any, all those types of details.
Yeah, so you can find us online at nwisuperstar.com, or you can check out any of our social links at nwisuperstar, whether it's on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Tickets are running anywhere from $10 all the way down to zero if you're a veteran, things like that. You can find us on Eventbrite as well, looking up at NWI Superstar. And we're running from August 16th all the way through September 27th.
And September 27th is like your grand finale then, correct?
That is correct, yep.
Very good. Well, we appreciate you coming on air. That's Robert Hidd, the executive director of NWI Superstar. And on September 27th, Geno's in Hobart is where the final performance will be. And if you're in before August 30th, you can also be a sponsor of this wonderful project. Robert, thank you so much for coming on Art on the Air and NWI Superstar.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Robert.
Art on the Air Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by McCauley Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.